The first Beacon Independent Film Festival will be held at University Settlement Camp in Beacon, New York, September 13th through the 15th. Founded by Beacon resident Terry Nelson, the Beacon Independent Film Festival celebrates filmmaking and the act of watching films with others in your community. The festival will showcase an array of emerging filmmakers, both local and international, and offerings will consist of short and feature-length independent films that audiences might not otherwise have the opportunity to see. The festival will open with a screening of Ain't It In For My Health? Ain't In It For My Health? The correct title, a film about Levon Helm, and a music video and performance by Stephen Clare Trio. Here to tell us more is the aforementioned festival founder, Terry Nelson. Terry, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I mean, you know, you can still, I'll ask you on the 17th whether you still think it was a good idea, but as of right now, it seems like a great idea. So what was the impetus? What brought you to bring this all together?
Well, I've worked in the film business, I guess I'm giving my age here, since 1989. And I've always been in love with film, always wanted to be in the industry. When I moved up to Beacon, it was just a passing idea I had on the drive up here. I mentioned it briefly to my wife and then forgot about it. Mm. And then for some reason, it just popped in my head again a couple of years later. And I decided, well, why not? I mean, Beacon is a great arts community, and I thought that the one thing that was missing from that arts community is film and filmmaking, because I think filmmaking is one of the most beautiful art forms we have out there.
So with that goal and with that in mind, how much of it is community-based, and how much of are you reaching out to the film world and saying, this is what we're going to do?
Well, we thought the best idea would be to start with the community, you know, have a few screenings in the community and involve the community and let them know what we're about. Our fiscal sponsor, Beacon Arts, they're a community organization that promotes the arts in Beacon. And I just wanted to start small and just get the support of the community in Beacon. We wanted to do that through our screenings, through the festival, and we also want to do a workshop for middle school kids in Beacon and eventually spread that out, branch out.
So beginning there, what are you looking at as I mentioned, both local films and international films? So it seems as though the overall idea is to celebrate film, but also to have a community nature to it. So you can pretty much, I mean, I don't want to discount what you're doing, but you can pretty much show anything. But if you're doing it as a community and you're doing it with a goal in mind, that's different than just a normal film going experience, correct?
Correct. We do want to branch out to filmmakers outside the community. That's very important. But the main focus was to get a film-going experience started in the city of Beacon. And that means showing films from filmmakers that may be off most people's radar. You know, movies that have been on the film festival circuit and have not received a lot of attention. So I guess our goal is to expose the people of Beacon to different types of film.
You opened with a screening of Ain't In It For My Health, a film about Levon Helm, which is great because, I mean, that has both national and, of course, local appeal.
Yeah. I know, you know, anyone who lives in the Hudson Valley knows that Levon was a big part of this community. On a personal level, I've always been a fan of the band. And a friend of mine just mentioned it, said, hey, you know, this is a great movie out there about Levon Helm. You should check it out. And I just thought it would be the perfect fit for us, you know, in terms of tone, subject matter. I just thought it was a natural fit.
Many of these films were actually shot in upstate New York, in the region.
A couple of them were. Palace Living was shot in the Catskills. Our Sunday film, Bottled Up, directed by Enid Zentelis, who is a Beacon resident, she shot it about a year and a half ago in Newburgh and Beacon. Mm-hmm. And it features a lot of Beaconites in the movie.
And so other films, and then so Friday night is the Ain't In It For My Health,
yes.
And then on Saturday, several films.
Yes.
What's going on Saturday?
Saturday, we have 6 short films, some from Brooklyn, some from all over the United States. What we did was we got a database of films and short films. Our intern did this, and we just narrowed the list down to films that might be interesting and, you know, well-received by filmgoers. One of the films is Paraiso. It was shot in Chicago and tells a tale of 3 immigrant window washers and just the perils that they face in their day-to-day lives.
You also, there will be question and answer sessions that will accompany most of the showings of the film.
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, some of the filmmakers are showing in film festivals outside of the country.
Right.
We have one filmmaker who's going to be in Poland.
It's a good excuse.
Yeah, it's a good excuse, right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm in Poland.
Jordan Thomas, who directed Fort Greene, one of our shorts, is going to be in attendance. And all the directors for the features will be in attendance as well.
And as well as filmmaking discussions of looking at advancements in technology and how that has changed filmmaking, you'll be talking about that as well.
Yes. We have several panelists. Terry Brown, who works with a company called Post Factory. He is head of IT. Enid Zentelis, who I previously mentioned, is going to be on the panel. Mm. Rob Featherstone, director of photography based in Beacon, will be there as well. And he's been in the business long enough to have seen the huge advancements in technology and how it's affected his work.
I have never heard of the University Settlement Camp before.
It's been there for years. I am still learning so much more about it as we go along. It used to be a camp for kids in Beacon. The city owns it right now. And there are a lot of events that happen there. I've gone to a 50th birthday party. my partner, Maureen Neary, she's the head of my operations department. She got married there.
Cool.
And it's just a place that I think is special and near and dear to the hearts of Beaconites. And we've recently undertaken a project to sort of spruce it up, beautify it, and just sort of like sort of be the caretakers of it.
So a good place to see film.
It's a great place to see film. It's a great place to see film, see music. It's just a great place to be.
When you, obviously when you say inaugural Beacon Independent Film Festival, it indicates that you want to do this again. So your hope for the growth of the festival?
Yes, we our 5-year plan is basically just to be a film festival that people can attend. It's not, we don't want this to be a paint by numbers operation in terms of what every film festival does. You know, I've received so much advice over the last year and a half was how to do this. You have to do it this
way.
I
bet you have.
Yeah. And suddenly everyone became filmmakers, but that's another story. Basically, we want this to grow. We want this to be a part of the community. We want this to not be a vehicle to enter the film festival. You can win a prize or win an award. We're not about that. We just want to show really good films here in Beacon.
It is the inaugural Beacon Independent Film Festival. It runs September 13th through the 15th. To learn more, you can go to their website, which is beaconindiefilmfest.org. beaconindiefilmfest.org. Again, it takes place September 13th through the 15th at the University Settlement Camp in Beacon, New York. Terry Nelson, I thank you very much for joining us today. Have a fantastic festival. Thanks so much for sharing with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.